Welcome to 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. I'm glad that you're with us. I have got a great show for you today. This is going to be the opening and the closing show on a four-part series that I'm doing with my friend Irv Philpott on the broken American dating system. And Irv and I will be together in the studio next Friday and the Friday after that and the Friday after that talking about what this broken American dating system looks like for our children. But today I'm flying solo because I'm single and Irv married. And I've got personal experience with this. And not only do I have personal experience, but I have seen and observed hundreds of cases of this broken dating system here in America. And I want to talk about that at length. We'll get to that in just a second. Let me remind you, 721 Live is the radio arm of 721 Ministries. Our website is www.721ministries.org. That's the numbers, 721ministries.org. Go to the website. You'll find out all about us. You'll see past radio shows, the Putting Green blog that we write up, 721ministries.org. Okay. Show today about dating again as an adult. And if you are single, or you have a friend, or someone you love or care about, who is, or who is about to be, please listen today and think about what I'm going to say. And then tune in next week because we start this three-part following up with this on what this looks like for our children. But I want to talk today about dating as adults, or maybe dating again as adults. I got to tell you, this is so critically important to get some clarity on this, to get some grip on this. And believe me, this comes from both my own personal wreckage as well as countless examples of others that I have known, counseled, dealt with, observed. You see, you're never going to be able to honor God through your dating system if you follow the current dating style in America, the current system, which is so broken. You're never going to be able to honor God. As a matter of fact, you can hardly help but dishonor Him if you follow the current system. It's this mindless ritual, this pattern that we have in America of adult dating. And I want to start by reading you this passage, which means so much to me because it is me, and I bet you it's some of you. It's Titus 3:3. At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. That's how it starts. At one time, Sam Hunter, at one time, probably you, were foolish, disobedient, deceived. This is the key part. Deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, He saved us. And just read on the next couple of passages. It's just a wonderful passage. But what is driving home is that so many of us have lived and are still living deceived by the current dating system. Okay, I get invited to speak to what is, I guess, euphemistically called single again meetings, and I started off this way. I'll say, okay, how many relationships have you been in that lasted 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, or even 3 years? How many relationships? Now you think about that yourself for your life. You know, every now and then you come up on someone who will have a very low number on that, and bless them for that. But how many relationships have you been in that lasted 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, or 3 years? And I can tell you that I've been in a ton of them. And maybe you say, well, 3 days couldn't be a relationship. But I mean, you know, things that you'd go out on a date, you go out on another date, and all of a sudden things aren't so good, and you break up, or you meet, you do a couple of things. 3 days, how many? And I ask them, I said, how many? And they look very confused at the beginning when I ask that question. But then I tease it out a little bit. And every now and then some brave person will say, well, 15. And I'll say, really? I bet it's more than that. But let's say 15. Or, you know, I've even had somebody be brave enough to say 30. Well, I think the number for me is over 100. But I'll say to this person who says 15 or 30, I'll say, you're 0 for 30. I'm not 0 for 30. That's not right. That's not. I said, well, did any of them work out? Including the last one? No. So you're 0 for 30. And I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm just saying, my point is this. You're 0 for 30. Try something new. Don't keep doing it the way, maybe there's a different way to do it. See, the current pattern of adult dating in America, you meet someone somewhere, and you evaluate them based purely superficially. Purely superficially. Now, you may say, that's not fair. That's not the way I do it. I'm not shallow. But it is only because you cannot know them when you meet them the first time. They're never going to show you the real them. It is going to be surface stuff that you're going to see. I don't care what it is the first time you meet them. Rarely will you ever meet someone who really lets you see inside of them. So, it's a meeting somewhere, somehow. Maybe it's a church. But, you know, maybe it's at the bars. Or maybe it's downtown. Or maybe somebody set you up. But there's an evaluation that takes place. Do I think they're cute? Do I think they're interesting? Do I like the way they look or what they say or how they think I look? And then, you know, and if you've got children and you're single again, then nowhere in your thoughts is it, well, you know, what about the children? What about their children? What about mine? It's always, well, I'll worry about that later. And off you go. You pair off quickly, one-on-one. Then quickly, there's some type of romantic thing that happens. Then quickly, following up on that, there's something physical that happens. Now, I don't know how far the physical goes, but that's the pattern. You see somebody, you evaluate them superficially. It's the only way you can. You pair off one-on-one. Soon enough, you get this counterfeit intimacy because you're looking at each other and you're sharing these secrets, and all of a sudden it's romantic, all of a sudden it's physical, and then here comes the disaster. And I see it over and over and over. People hurting each other, creating even more baggage and emotional scars. And you know what I see? I see people using each other. Christians, anybody, using each other. First, possibly as a narcotic. And I mean that. To help them feel better. To help them get a high. A high that comes from, you know, that kind of romantic feeling. So first, I see people using each other as a narcotic. I see people using each other as a sedative to calm themselves down. Just to give them some sense of peace. And then worse, and I see this all the time, simply as a distraction. And in their mind, subconsciously, consciously, I don't know, they're thinking anything's better than just sitting around. I mean, even that person's better than just sitting around. So the way it's set up now, you're using each other's narcotics to get higher, to feel better about things, to get that good romantic buzz, or maybe as a sedative to calm yourself down, or you're just doing it as a distraction. Either way, it's using others for your benefit. And you're creating scars for them and you, and year after year after year. When I meet someone who's newly divorced or is about to be, I always advise them to wait a while before they start dating again, before they start into the dating. And here's what I hear back. Oh, I'm fine. I'm fine. My marriage has been over for years. Now, you tell me if you haven't thought this or you haven't said this or you haven't heard somebody you care about say this. I'm fine. My marriage has been over for years. It's dead. I've been dead to it. It's way behind me. I'm way past all that. I'm ready to move on. And I will say, I know that's what you think, because that's what I thought. But I'm telling you, you're not even close. You are so not ready to move on. And I will tell you this, that always, never an exception, after that year goes by or some period of time goes by and they've compiled a new list of ruined and hurtful attempts at relationships, they come back and they say, you're right, you're right. And a lot of times they're honest enough to say, and you know what, a year is not even enough. I mean, you told me to wait a while, you told me to wait a year, but I'm telling you, that's not even enough. And they are right. Because we come out of these things so wounded. You see, damage has now been done, and they're just starting to see it, and they've hurt somebody, they've been hurt. Now, let me set this up like this. Here's the problem. You come out of a divorce. You are one big infected toe. That's what you're like. Now, if you've ever had an infected toe, you don't want anybody getting close to it. You don't want anybody getting anywhere near it. You don't even want them creating a breeze around your infected big toe. And that's what you're like when you come out of a divorce. There's so many wounds. There's so much hurt. And even though you say you've put it behind, believe me, you have not. And so you scream out, don't even get close to that toe. Now, that's not what you say. You say something else, but that's what you are actually saying from inside. Your insides are screaming out. Your heart is screaming out, don't even get close to that infected big toe. So, you know, you meet somebody, they're cute. You know, you like the way they look, you like the way they dress, you like the car they drive, you like the job they have, the church they go to. So you go out with them, and everything's fine and dandy and it's fun. And then, shortly, though, here comes the baggage. Your side and their side. It's not just one way. And it's really bad when the two combine and just hyper themselves out. But Here comes the baggage, and you start screaming, or they start screaming, don't even get close to that big toe. Before you ever hit it, I'm going to start screaming. I'll tell you what I see when I see adults dating again. It's like a leper colony out there, and I'm not kidding you. It is like a highway littered with broken relationships and wounded people. They are so emotionally needy. They can't see it, but they will see it later. And so the results are just predictable. We just add to that 0 for 30 count. Second marriage, third marriage, I see it all the time. Just all these wounded people banging into each other, hurting each other. That is the problem. And just by the way, there's another significant aspect of this problem, this current dating system that is so broken, your children. Your children see all these people, these strangers, parading in and out of their parents' lives. Little boys seeing their mothers all dressed up to go out with some man. I remember as a child, my mother would get real dressed up for my dad, and they were going out to a big dance or something like that. And it was just such an awesome thing to see your mother so decked up and so beautiful and all. And think about if you're a little boy and you see that, and she's going out with some guy, and now another guy, and now another guy. And believe me, little girls are seeing the same thing, and they're also seeing their dads with all these other women, as are the little boys. It is a mess at a time when they desperately need mom and dad to provide a stable setting after something so traumatic as a divorce. These tender little hearts, and instead the parents are out there running around chasing after date, on this roller coaster of emotions, and the children are having to suffer through the emotional tragedies of the parents when they need for you to be there for them. Not them be there for you. That is the problem, that we are so wounded and so banged up coming out of a bad marriage, or not even a bad marriage, let's just say a divorce, that we're nowhere close to being able to start a new relationship. They're not nowhere even close. And you'll always look back and see that in retrospect, but you cannot see it now, so please listen to what I'm saying. Now, the solution is to heal first. It's like a sprained ankle. I remember playing a lot of basketball in my life, and if you sprained your ankle and you waited until it felt okay and then you came back, you invariably sprained it again. You know what I'm talking about. You've got to let that ankle heal way beyond what you think has healed to where it regains its original strength, and then you can go out and play without fear of re-injuring it. Well, that's what this solution is like. You've got to get healed first. If you cannot see the baggage and the emotional wounds, they're there. I don't care what happened in your divorce, no matter how easy it may have been, and I can't imagine any of them ever are, but I guess every now and then there are wounds there that have to be healed. You are not ready, and you sure are not ready to pursue the broken system of dating that we have in America, that we have in the Western world, but certainly in America. You must heal first, and you must find Christ either first or again, to do that healing. You must reconnect. You must dig down. You must make that foundation solid again before you're ever going to be ready. In the second half of the show, we're going to talk more about the solution, and then we're going to talk more about the application. More straight ahead. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the second half of 721 Live. I'm Sam Hunter. We are talking about adult dating, single again, being divorced, and going back into the dating world. And how the system in America is so broken to start off with, and then we add to it because we're broken coming out of these broken relationships. We don't allow ourselves to fully heal. Some of these issues, they come from your marriage. They may come from way back before your marriage. A lot of it's just fallout from this, again, this broken dating system that we have in America. Boy meets girl. He thinks she's cute. She thinks he's cute. Let's get together tonight. Let's the two of us pair off. Let's create this counterfeit intimacy. Let's put on our best and make them laugh and think they like us, but and all the time hiding what's really inside and never really getting to know the person until we've gone too far. All this is about God's way of doing things, which is the best way. Remember, God is never about prohibiting you from having fun. He is about protecting you from harming yourself. Everything He ever says, every commandment, anything Jesus says, it's always about protecting you, not prohibiting you. He wants you to have fun. He just knows that if we follow this current dating system, you don't stand a chance. Take a year. If you want to, circle it on the calendar. Focus on your priorities, healing, figuring out what you did wrong, what you added, how you contributed to it, how you've done, maybe look for the patterns that you've had all your life. take time to get strong, more balanced, grow closer to the Lord. You can always grow closer no matter where you are. Because only through growing closer to the Lord will you be able to center yourself and get that foundation back strong and get to where you are just perfectly fine with just you and Him. You're not needy any longer. This passage, Psalms 46:10, very familiar, but it is so applicable to this. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Take some time to be still. And let that pain wash over you. Let that frustration and let that negative energy wash over and through you. And when you can easily stay at home on the weekend alone, when you get to where that's not something you're afraid of, when you get to where that's you're not going out just to run away from the idea of being alone, only until then are you really ready to start again. Only until then are you really ready to start again. Now, don't listen to me. Continue to do it the way you're doing it. And you'll just mount up the 0 for 30, 0 for 35, 0 for 40. I'm telling you, second marriage, third marriage. Just don't listen to me. Just keep doing it your way. Keep following the American dating system, which is so broken that this culture says. And just don't ever heal. And stay that needy person that no matter what your outside appearance is, you inside you know you're scared to death of being alone. You're just scared to death of being alone. But if you do want to get the A-plus life that God wants for you, that Jesus said He's come to give you, to fill you up to the point where you're not afraid of being alone, and now someone else can become the icing on the cake instead of the cake, well, here's the application of how you go from that point to moving forward. First off, it's slow, slow, slow. It's slow, slow, slow. We've never done it slowly. We've always done it quickly. It's slow, slow, slow. And it's these three words that Irv and I will talk about more. Pace, place, and peers. Pace, place, and peers. You've got to watch your pace, how fast you move this thing. You've got to be careful about where you go with this person. And you've got to be looking around and having other people around you. Let it be a crowd effect. One of the most important passages that I've seen, Psalm 34:7, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. See, if you're over 30, you probably have never really known what the desires of your heart are. If you're coming out of a divorce or if you're single and you're still reeling from all of that, you don't even know what the desires of your heart are. And what God is saying is, look, I'm here to protect you, not prohibit you. Focus on Me. Take your focus off the culture. Take your focus off what's going on around you. Take your focus off the bars or the single groups or whatever. And just put it on Me for a while. And I will give you the desires of your heart and you don't even know what they are. But I promise you, you'll find out if you take your focus off of trying to find them. I used to think that what this passage meant, delight yourself in the Lord, be good. And be sincerely good. But be good and God will give me what I want. What I realize now is, I don't know what I want. I never knew what I wanted, but God does, and now that He's showing it to me, it's unbelievable. It's the A-plus life. But when it comes to this application of dating again, it's slow, slow, slow. My good friend Preston, young college boy, graduated, said, the way I'm doing it is I'm running my race, and I'm running towards Christ, and I'm watching Christ. Now, if somebody comes along beside me, and they're running in the same direction, I'm going to keep running, and I'm going to keep my focus on Christ, but if they stay there, and they're still running towards Christ, and I'm going to look over and say, well, you want to run a little while together and see what that looks like. But you cannot follow the current American dating system. And I don't mean to sound negative, or I don't even mean to sound hopeless, but I will say, again, I'll say this with years and years and hundreds of observations, dating again in the adult world is a mess. And with all the baggage and all the complications, children, exes, all that kind of stuff, you are going to need God's help. More than ever. You're going to need His direction. You think you can manage this? Are you kidding me? Take your focus off of trying to meet Mr. Right or Miss Wonderful and let God handle that. Remember, your old way is over 30. Take your focus off of that. Delight yourself in the Lord. Put your focus on Him and He will handle it perfectly. Now you might be thinking, if I do all that, how am I going to meet anyone? Well, you don't think God's big enough to handle that? Really? Do you not think God is big enough to handle that? Do you think you're going to meet them in bars? Or do you think you're going to meet them on blind dates? You may. And God may use that, but I'm telling you, I'm looking at hundreds of examples, you are much better off putting your focus on God and let Him bring you the desires of your heart. You're not going to meet the real person anyway on a blind date or at the bars. But God can. And I hope you trust that. That God can bring the right person. So if you're afraid of, how will I meet somebody? I think God's big enough to handle that. If you say to me, which I've heard many times, yeah, but God says it's not good for man to be alone. Well, sure. I bet I can also hear God saying, it's not really very good for two emotionally unbalanced, codependent man and woman who are scared to death of being alone. It's really not so good for them to be together either. See, the 0 for 30 way of doing things leads to counterfeit intimacy, which will lead to physical of some sort, which means you will not be able to think straight. Period. You know it as well as I. You know what I'm saying. When you go physical, no matter how mild it may be, you cannot think straight after that. Instead, delight yourself in the Lord and let Him bring you the desires of your heart. Now, all this I'm saying is only if you want the A-plus life that Jesus wants for you. It's only if you want the A-plus life. If you don't want it, you do it your old way. You handle it your old way and see how that works out. See if you just keep piling up that 0 for 30. But if you want to follow God's route, if you want to really get the A-plus life, you'll put your focus on Him and not on this whole crazy dating thing around you. Let Him handle that for you. And I will tell you this, that the current system leads to romance quickly, which leads to physical contact quickly, which will lead to some inappropriate physical contact, and that will screw it up every time. Early physical contact, you just practically cannot avoid something moving on beyond that as an adult. Okay? I mean, think about it. There's nobody, no parents around to get in the way. You know, you go to someone's house. Let's just be practical for a minute. If you really want to do this the right way, you will restrict your early contact with that person that you might want to pursue to daytime stuff, not nighttime stuff. Now, come on, if you're an adult and you're listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There is a huge difference just when the sun goes down. If you really want to find God's best, you'll stay out of the physical as long as you can. I'm talking just mild stuff, if that's the way you want to look at it, but you'll push that off so you can think straight. I had one friend say, well, you know, you're right, Sam. There's no way I'm going back in the bedroom or in the back part of the house. My boundary is a sofa and one glass of wine. I said, you're toast. You don't stand a chance if that's your boundary. I would say don't go past the front door, quite frankly, at night. I'm no killjoy. I'm telling you, through experience, what happens. You might even consider not picking them up at the house because just walking up to the door creates so much temptation that sooner or later, you're going to fall for that. You know it if you're listening to me. Pace. Slow. Place. Don't get on the sofa. Don't go in the house at night. I'm just saying if you want to follow Christ and really get the A-plus life. And here's another aspect. Friends first. Okay, that makes sense. We all say that. Be friends first. Well, here's what I've seen with some couples. They're friends, and they're friends, and they're friends with each other. And then they decide to date, and boom, they go one-on-one. They go to the house, and we started as friends. Well, the transition from friends to courting each other went from 0 to 60 miles an hour overnight. That doesn't work. And I'll just ask you this question. Has sex or physical contact of any sort ever simplified your life? Or has it complicated your life? If you want to find God's A-plus, you will slow down. You will let yourself be healed. You will find a different way to do this. If you want God's best, you will allow Him to fill you up, to heal you. And then you can look at all the temptations, you can look at all the craziness of this current American dating system, and you can say, no thanks, I'm full. No thanks. I'm not judging you, but no thanks. I'm full. And that is the A-plus life. You've got to recognize that you're wounded and that you haven't given yourself a chance to heal. You've got to give yourself a chance to heal. And then you've got to go slowly. Otherwise, you'll never get through this mess. I encourage you, reject the American dating system. Put your focus on God. Get closer to Christ and let Him heal you. And then you can say, no thanks, I'm full. So long, God's peace to you. I hope to see you next Friday.